This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, a look at why conservatives are winning the culture war. First, though, yesterday, Madeline Brand reported a story here about young men, boys really, accused of serious crimes and going to adult jails. Today, Karen Grigsby Bates talks with filmmaker Liz Garbus, who spent more than 4 years documenting the lives of two girls in the criminal justice system. One of the girls, Shanae, was 12 years old when she stabbed a friend to death. The other, Megan, attacked another girl with a box cutter. Here's Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates with Liz Garbus.
How did you decide on Megan and on Shanae, and how did you get access to them once you'd chosen these two girls?
Well, I started out by, I was actually making a different film and the boys with some boys in the juvenile justice system. And it was during one of those shoots that I wandered over to the girls' cottage because they were living in a co-ed facility then. And on one of those days, Shanae, the girl that we were speaking of, came right up to me and she said, you know, when are you going to do something on the girls?
Which I am not. They're not looking at ain't a person, the person who cries all the time, you know what I'm saying, the person who got feelings. Person, the real person, me. Mm-hmm. That's not what they're looking at. They're looking at that charge I got on April 29th, 1997, and here it is, April of 1999. I don't care about the time I got. You know what I'm saying? They got society seeing me in a different way than I am.
So really, Shanae chose me. And then I learned a little bit about her. I mean, I was struck by her little girlness, her innocence. She had pigtails. I mean, she just looked like any girl out of, you know, any little grade school. And then I learned about the violence of her crime and something about her life, and the contradiction between those two things really struck me. So I started making the film at that point.
What were the hardest scenes for you to shoot with each girl? I know what jumped out at me when I was watching it, and I'm wondering if they were the same things.
I think when you're really, I don't want to give away the ending to the listeners, but I mean, I think when you're really, really involved in somebody's family and you're witnessing, you know, a family fight about, you know, who's responsible for, and I think there's one scene where the grandmother, Megan's grandmother and mother are arguing about the sort of responsibility
yes.
for the way Megan's life has turned out.
Yeah.
The mother is blaming the grandmother for her drinking problem and how that affected her. The grandmother is blaming the mother for her drug problem and how that's affecting her daughter. There's a whole lot of finger pointing and, you know, a lot of anger and a lot of hurt.
I said years ago, Vanessa, if you don't stop doing what
well,
you're doing,
I had a drug problem,
your
Mom.
Daughter is going to do the
I know this is partially my fault, okay? I'm not taking full responsibility. I'm going to take some of it. Just like you don't take full responsibility for the way I turned out. You
because
take part.
I didn't do anything. I might have drank years ago, but that's it.
And then, of course, there's a scene towards the end of the film where Megan, which was almost accidentally shot. I mean, we weren't really prepared for it. We just sort of turned the camera on, and Megan and her mother sort of have their showdown.
I'm your daughter.
I know who you are.
You know what my father told me yesterday? He wish I was never born.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. And I bet you think the stuff
no,
don't.
No, I don't.
Cry, because it's a pity party.
I love you.
You know what? Don't you ever in your life speak to me again. Ever. You are no longer my mother. Never.
It's extremely emotional. I mean, we were shaking during that fight because it was so emotional and so real and so important.
By the time the film was finished, they were on their way to being what? What happened to Megan and to Shanae?
Megan is still, she's in survival mode. Every day for her is a new challenge. She's not that different from where you saw her at the end of the film. Shanae is on her way to college. I believe that she'll make it to law school.
What did you learn in the 4.5 years that you spent with Megan and Shanae?
Well, one thing is, you know, it sort of puts one's own life in perspective. You know, with Shanae being able to sort of overcome all the hardship that she overcomes and also having to deal with the reality of what she did, that is, take another life, and be able to sort of turn all of that negative energy into something productive. It's a pretty inspiring lesson. And Megan, she also is inspiring because to me, Megan has such a love for life, and she continues to, such a sort of inner resilience and strength that it's really inspiring to sort of, that they go on every day and make a difference. And with everything that I have, it just sort of inspires me to kind of do more.
Liz Garbus is the director of the documentary Girlhood, which is showing in select theaters across the country now. Ms. Garbus, thank you very much.
Thank you.